USA Radio News.
The violence on Capitol Hill could have COVID implications. CDC Director Robert Redfield tells McClatchy the protests could lead to a spike in coronavirus cases. He says many people weren't wearing masks, they weren't socially distanced, and they then got on trains, buses, or airplanes to go home. The variant strain first detected in the UK last month, now in 8 U.S. states, more than 60 cases total in the U.S. Columbia University Dr. Derek Cass on CBS News.
Viruses replicate with the speed by which they infect new people, and so the best way to stop new variants is to stop the spread of this virus. That's one of the reasons we're seeing these mutations, is because it's spreading so overwhelmingly in our communities.
As for England, where that mutant strain came from, hospitals there are seeing another COVID surge. London's mayor yesterday says health services are at risk of being overwhelmed. Hospitals could run out of beds in 2 weeks. The UK yesterday reporting over 1,300 deaths, the most in a single day. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.